Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to Togo, sir.
Praise the Lord. Abundant life. I said, praise the Lord. Today, the crusade begins in Lome, Togo, and all over the world. There's going to be miracle, salvation, change of life, eternal life, abundant life, joy, healing. Blind eyes will open. The lame will rise up and walk. Supernatural power from heaven will come upon your life. Today, you will give your testimony. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. What a great, mighty God you are. And you have brought us to Togo at this time so that power from heaven, miracle from heaven, supernatural things you will do from heaven, prodigious things that will do. We're asking, Lord, that today you begin the manifestation in every life. And I pray during the message, your word will enter every heart, turn every life around, and then the power for miracle will be deposited in every life. And everyone here will be connected with that abundant life. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless everyone. You can sit down. Tonight, at this first day, be expectant. While you are hearing the message, be prepared, because something good is going to happen in your life. I'm going to take the message from John chapter 10. And we're reading from verse 9. John chapter 10. We're reading from verse 9. It says, I am the door. When you are going to enter into any building, there is a door. When you are going to enter into any supermarket to get anything, there is a door. And as you come and you are going to enter into the abundant life blessings of God, the door is Jesus Christ. That's why it says, I am the door. He didn't say, I was the door. He didn't say, I will be the door. Today, in your life, today, in your family, today, as you are seeking for the blessing of God, Jesus is the door. It's the door to salvation. It's the door to forgiveness. Is the door to freedom. Is the door to eternal life. Is the door to miracle. Is the door to healing. Is the door to the supernatural. Now, when you want to enter a door, whether you are young or you are older, you are a man or you are a woman, very easy for everyone. Look at the door. See the door open. And then you enter. And I'm telling you tonight, you will enter. You'll enter and find salvation. You'll enter and find abundant life. You'll enter into miracle. Remember, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, Jesus said, by him and him alone. And he says, any man can enter, you will enter. You will enter. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Salvation comes to you today. And as you enter, you will be saved tonight. And he shall go in and out and find a pasture. Everything you are seeking for tonight, you will find. Look at verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Then he said, I am come. He has come. Jesus, Savior, Lord, the one that has all power on earth and in heaven, he has come. He has come to you in Lome right now. All over the world, anywhere you are, Christ the Savior is come. He said, I am come that they might have life. He wants you to have life, eternal life, abundant life. And then he said that they may have it more abundantly. That's why as we're here tonight, there is no shadow of doubt in my heart. You will have life, eternal life, abundant life. You will have the life of Christ in you tonight. He says, I am come that they, not only one person, they, all of us over there, that they, all of us in the media, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And then in verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's what we are talking about tonight. Divine provision for everyone's abundant life. Christ has made the provision for you, for me, for us, for everyone. Divine provision for everyone's abundant life. I'm going to explain to you in 3 points. 1, 2, 3. Prayer. Final amen. Miracle in your life. Number one, he's coming with abundant life. That's what he just told us. I am come that they might have life. Number one, he's coming with abundant life. Why did he come? Because there was the thief that sucked in everybody. And he put everyone in a cage. And when you put a bird, a chicken, when you put them in a cage, you want to, when you are hungry, you want to take them out of the cage, slaughter them, kill them, eat them up. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. That's the devil. He put everyone in a cage. He stole our hearts, our life from God. And we yielded surrender unto him. And he put everyone in a cage. So that the life of everyone in the cage will be abated, aborted, destroyed. And then somebody, from the hands of God, it becomes a nobody in the hands of Satan. The cage of the abated life. But thank God, Christ has come. And as Christ comes, he calls us. And when you respond to the call, you come out of the cage of Satan. You come out of the cage of evil spirit. You come out of the cage of demonic power. And then Christ brings you to himself. As you come tonight, everything the devil has done in your life, Christ will cancel. Number three is called to the abounding life. When the world calls you, they call you into trouble. When Satan calls you, he calls you to destruction. When a secret cult calls you, they call you into bondage. But there is just one call. The call by Christ will bring you to the abounding life. Congratulations tonight, because you come into Christ's abounding life tonight in Jesus' name. Number one is coming with abundant life. Christ has come, and he comes with abundant life. Look at John chapter 10 again, and look at verse 10. In the middle there, it says, I am come that they might have life. There's a kind of life that the world cannot give. Eternal life, happy life, righteous life, a released life, a life from heaven, the life like the life of Christ. The life that takes every negative sin and takes judgment away from your life. The life from heaven. The kind of life that the world cannot give. The kind of joy that the world cannot give. The kind of victory that the world cannot give. The life of power that the world cannot give. Anywhere you go in the world and you want a life of victory, a life of happiness, a life of joy, a life that is fulfilled, a life that is accomplished, the world cannot give that. But Christ said, I am come. I am come. Today you are going to have new life. The life you've been dreaming about. Can I be like that? Can I be like that? the only one that can give you that kind of life. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He says, I am come that they might have life. And then after giving you that initial salvation, and he gives you that eternal life, and he gives you that change of life. Because once you come to Christ, you become a new creature with a new life. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. A new joy, a new happiness, a new victory, a new dream, a new desire, a new achievement. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old suffering passed away. Old sickness passed away. Old evil passed away. And then he says, when you have life, don't stop there. There is still the more abundant life. We get saved, we also get sanctified. More abundant life. We get healed, we also have health. More abundant life. Well, the initial conversion. And then we have a higher conduct in life. We have life. We have the more abundant life. Tonight, it's all available for you. Because he came. I want you to look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, reading from verse 15, it said, this is a faithful saying. This is a saying full of faith. This is a faithful saying. This is an expected saying for everyone. It says, and it is worthy of all acceptation. It says, this saying now is the normal saying everybody should accept. Acceptation. All acceptation. That everyone, everywhere, should accept this. That everyone here, Lume here, you are hearing me now, everyone in our country, everyone in our continent, everyone everywhere, accept this. And he says it's a faithful saying. That word faithful is connected with God. God, the faithful God. That word faithful is connected with Christ. He said, I am the Amen and the faithful. He said, this faithful saying extends to the very nature and the life of God. And then everyone should accept this. Anyone who believes in God, anyone that knows that God is, anyone that knows that Christ will never fail, that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, should accept this saying faithful like you accept Christ. What is the saying that extends to the very life of God? that remains and abides as long as God lives. That remains and abides as long as Christ lives. This is a saying that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Some people say, I cannot come to Christ now. I'm terrible as a sinner. That's not good reasoning. Christ came to save sinners. He came because of you. He came because of her. He came because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christ came for you. Say, Christ came for me. Say it again. If you are deep in the well of sin, if all your life from head to toe had been poisoned and polluted by sin, if your language is the language of sin, if your action is the action of sin, if your life is full of evil, life is full of evil. Christ came because of you. You know those people, you know those people that say, when I become better, I will come to Christ. They are like people who say, I am sick. I cannot go to the doctor now. When I become better, I'll go to the doctor. Even your little child will say to you, Mama, how are you saying that? Even your little boy will say, Papa, how can you say that? It is when you are sick, you go to the doctor. When, not when you are well and become better, then you go to the doctor. No. While you are still a sinner, and you feel the guilt, and you feel the condemnation, and you feel the pain of what you have done, and you experience the bondage of your sin, that is when you come to Christ. Because this is a faithful saying, and it is worthy of all acceptation, that everybody all should accept, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Somebody said, I am ignorant. I know nothing. When I improve and I have knowledge, then I will go to school. Everybody will say, but no. When you know nothing, when you are ignorant, when you have no knowledge, that's the time to go to school. Don't say, I'll become better. I'll turn over a new leaf. I'll make myself righteous. I will do this and do this and do that. Become a good boy, a good girl, a good man, a good woman. Then I will go to Christ. No, no, no. As you are a sinner, dirty, a sinner guilty, a sinner in the well of sin, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then Paul the Apostle said, of whom I am chief. Oh, some leaders of groups of sinners, they say, I want salvation, but I cannot be saved because I am the head of the gang. I am the leader of the sinners. I am the one corrupting other people to become evil and sinful. So they say my subordinates can go. The little ones can go. But I am the head, I'm the chief, I'm the director, I am the sponsor of those bad people. So I cannot come. You can come. Christ came for everyone. And Paul the Apostle said, of whom I am chief. And yet he came. So you come. He comes. And she comes. And whosoever comes to him, he will in no wise reject. You are coming. I said you are coming. For salvation, you are coming. For deliverance, you are coming. For eternal life, you are coming. For a new life in Christ, you are coming. He's coming with abundant life. You will get it today. Am I talking to somebody there? Where are you? You will have eternal life tonight in Jesus' name. Look at my point number two here. The cage of the abated life. Now, there is another personality. He doesn't have freedom. He doesn't have life. He's connected with death and sorrow and suffering. And that's why Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Everyone Satan wants to destroy, he puts inside the cage. And when he puts them inside the cage, he goes up and down, he goes to and fro on the whole earth to search for other captives he will put in the cage. And because he has put them in the cage, and he wants to go away from that cage to look for other people to put in the cage, he has to lock the cage so that those captives, so that those people with aborted lives, abated lives, they will not go out of the cage before he brings other others into the cage. And when Satan locks the door, is the leader, the head, the master of all the demons. Is the master of all the sinners. And Satan doesn't give a spare key to any demon. He doesn't give a spare key to any man. He takes the master key away while he's looking for other people to bring in. The only one who can open that cage in his presence or in his absence is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the one that said, I have the key of death and hell. And so Jesus only is the one that can open that cage. Whether the devil is there looking or the devil is not there absent, Jesus has the key to open that cage for you tonight. Look at Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holding, shall be held, shall be bound, shall be tied up with the cords of his sin. When the devil takes a man or takes a woman, the sin in your life, the evil in your life, the dirty things in your life, the things that the devil makes into a cord and then ties your hand, ties your feet, ties your mind, ties everything in your life. And then when you are tied by the cords of your own sin, he puts you into the cage. That the reason Christ and Christ alone, the one who can untie and loose the cord. And when Jesus says yes in your life, no demon, no devil can say no. Because why loosen that person over there tied to the pole? Jesus said, if anybody asks you that question, if any demon asks that question, if any Satan, any devil asks that question, just say, the Lord has need of him. Tonight, the Lord has need of you. He wants to pour into your life abundant life. He wants to pour into your life eternal life. He wants to pour into you heavenly life. You're welcome. You're welcome. Say, I will come. And the Lord will receive you. In Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, I'm looking at verse 2. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling. And it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit. Look at this. And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Thank you. Babylon. The whole of Babylon. From the head to the toe. Babylon. In the day, in the night. Babylon. At that time, at this time, is a cage. And all the people of the world, because of the cords of their sins that bound them, Babylon has become a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And that Babylon is falling. The falling world, the falling people, the evil, sinful people, they all belong to that cage. And there's only one name from heaven given among men that can open that cage, that can set free every captive there. Jesus, the Savior, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, you come out of the cage tonight. I said you will come out of the cage tonight. Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 19. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. What are the things people do that brings them into that cage of the devil? And anyone in that cage will have an aborted life. Life will not be as exciting as it should be, as happy as it should be, as joyful as it should be. When the life is aborted and abated, life will not have the quality of life it ought to have. What are those things people do that makes them have aborted life, abated life? Now, in this world, at this time, at the present time, not for the olden days, even at the time in which we live, what are the things that abates people's lives, aborts people's lives? Look at them. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Look at verse 20. Idolatry. When somebody goes to a shrine, to the forest, or maybe in your home, you have a corner there, you make a shrine, and you are worshiping idol, you are going to have an aborted life. And then it talks about witchcraft. Aborted life. Hatred. Aborted life. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Anger. Fighting. Violence. You have aborted life. Seditions. Heresies. Then in verse 21. Envies and murders and drunkenness. Revelings and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I also have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, that's where you have abundant life. The kingdom of God, that's your heart. That's where you have abounding life. And those who do not enter into the kingdom of God, they have aborted life, abated life. But today, we're going to make a transfer. The Lord will transfer you out of that useless life and bring you into the abundant life tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Many, many years ago, I was going to a particular school. And it was just like going to school. There wasn't real education there. There wasn't any progress there. Nobody passed out of that school and then comes to live a good life, an employed life, an employable life. Well, we're just there. As a young boy, I loved the school. Why? A lot of play. A lot of using color water or something to paint and all. I loved it. But my father saw that if I continued in that school, I'll be nobody here in the world. And he looked for a school where they had real teaching, learning. And he took me out of that school. I said, why? My friends are there. The watercolor for coloring is there. All the crayon for painting and drawing colorful things are there. My father said, you won't understand now, but I'm transferring you out of this school to that school. Praise the Lord, I was transferred. And I came to a real school. If I wasn't transferred, you will never have known me. I will never have known you. It's the transfer of that time that got me to where I am now. If you are not transferred out of that cage where you are now, heaven will never know you. You will never know joy. You will never know happiness. You will never know abundant life, a better life. Praise the Lord, your transfer has come. Out of sin to the Savior. Out of the abated, aborted life to abundant life tonight. Out of sorrow into joy. Out of bad things into good things. Because they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Are you coming? I said, are you coming to Christ? Remember, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you. He'll take your guilt away. He'll take your sorrow away. And then he'll transfer you out of darkness to his marvelous light. He's calling you now. And you will respond. He's calling you. And you will come. Point number three now. We're looking at his call to the abounding life. His call to the abounding life. Abounding life has many composite members. It's calling you to salvation. It's calling you to healing. It's calling you to deliverance. It's calling you to prosperity. It's calling you to a joyful, successful life. That's what he calls the abundant life. For your soul, for your spirit, for your body, for your education, for your progress, for life in entirety. He calls you. Thank God you're welcome. I said, thank God you're welcome. When Christ called the blind man, he received the sight. When Christ called the sinner, because he said, I came to call sinners to repentance, he received salvation. When the poor is called by the Lord, he receives a joyful life, provided for, sufficient to meet all his needs. And when Christ calls, he saves, he heals, he delivers, he protects, he gives the supernatural to everyone that responds to that call. His call to the abounding life. Look at this, Matthew chapter 11. I'm reading from verse 28. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me. Come unto me. He didn't say, come unto Peter, come unto John, come unto Saint Augustine. No. He didn't say, come unto the priest, or come unto Mary. No. Christ is the only Savior. Christ is the healer. And thank God, the healer is in the house. And therefore he says, you want salvation? You want happy life? Victorious life? You want freedom? And you want miracle? You want the power that will hold you up to the abounding life? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you restoration. Restoration to the original life God wanted for every man, every woman. We lost that by the fall. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is the faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that all the restlessness in our lives he will take away, and he gave you rest. Abundant life tonight. Eternal life tonight. Righteous life tonight. Forgiveness and freedom tonight. Your time has come. Look at verse 29 there. Take my yoke upon you. When we were in the cage, we had the yoke of the one that put us in the cage. He says, remove that yoke. All the covenant you made with that evil society, renounce that yoke. The habit of sinfulness, break that yoke. Come out of that. Turn away from your sin. Repent of every form of evil. And then take his yoke upon you and learn of me. There's a lot you need to learn of Christ. That's why tonight is not the final night for you. You have life tonight, eternal life tonight, salvation tonight, abundant life tonight. And then you now continue to learn of Christ. It says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Everyone that comes, there's a restoration. There's a rest. There is the righteousness that he gives. A redemption that he gives. And he said, as you come, you'll not be searching and searching and searching. You'll find rest, restoration, redemption unto your souls. And then in verse 30, for my yoke is easy. It's when you try to live the life of abundant life without having the grace of God, it becomes irksome, difficult. But when you have Christ, the yoke breaker in your life, the one that sets free, the one that gives you salvation and gives you restoration, when you have that Christ in you, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord is calling you. I said the Lord is calling you. I said the Lord is calling you. And tonight you are going to have new life. Tonight you are going to have total freedom. Tonight you are going to have salvation. And of course you are going to have healing. You are going to have miracle. As you come, he will do it for you. Amen. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He has provided salvation and is calling you to salvation. Faithful is he that calleth you, is calling you right now, who also will do it. It's calling you to a better life, a higher life, a productive life. It's calling you to that abundant eternal life. and faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You hate that useless life of the past, and then you hate all the dwindling life, abated, aborted life of the past. See, I want the life that comes from Christ directly. I want the life that comes from his death, from Calvary. And now he grants me that free life, forgiven life, new life. I want that. I'm faithful. Faithful yesterday, faithful today, faithful tomorrow. His name is Amen. I'm faithful. I'm faithful. You see that calleth you, who also will do it. He's calling you now. You're welcome. And as you come, he will provide that life for you now. He'll turn your life around. You will never be the same again. A change will come. A transformation will come. As you come now. As you come now. Reject darkness. Come to the light. Reject your sin. Come to the Savior. Reject evil. And come to the Lord tonight. He will do it. Amen. Amen for you. Amen for everyone. The Lord will do it now. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You have heard he's calling you. Your life in the past till today has been an aborted life, a beaten life. The Lord has come to you, providing abundant, abounding life for you. And then he invites you and he says, come. And as you come, salvation will come to you today. You are receiving Christ as your personal Savior now. And anywhere you are, in front of me here, or somewhere over there, online, any country, every country, you've heard is calling you. You raise up your hand, you are saying, I want that abundant life. I want that new life. I want the life of Christ in me. Raise up that hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Abundant life. Abundant life. He said, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anywhere, raise up that hand and come into that life right now. A change will happen. A transformation will happen. The joy of salvation will come to you. And the peace of God will reign in your heart. If you are raising up your hand, God bless you there. God bless you there. God bless you there. You're raising up your hand, you'll stand up. You identify yourself with the hand raised, standing up.
Thank you, thank you. Quickly, quickly, stand up. If you are raising up your hand, you want life, eternal life. You want life, forgiven life. You want life, a life that is set free. A boy, a girl, a man, a woman, a church man, a church woman with a Christian name. Just raise up your hand and stand up. And then that abundant life is coming. As you're standing up, open your mouth and tell the Lord. And say, Lord, I come. Very simple. I come. I come out of Babylon. I come out of my sin. I come out of all evil. I repent. I turn. I will not go back to those things anymore. And I come to Christ, my Savior. I come to Christ. He is my Lord from now on. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You'll give that eternal life now. You'll give that salvation now. I will give you rest. I'm going to pray with you now. Keep on standing up as we pray. And you make this your prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling everyone. And everyone who responds, who comes to Christ, you will not push away or send away. So, Lord, I pray that all these who have come and they come for new life in Christ and they come for salvation in Christ, they come for rest and restoration through Christ. Lord, forgive their sins. Change their lives. Turn them around and give them transformation, that the past life will be forgiven and forgotten, and the new life that you have given will be visible in every life in Jesus' name. Give them the grace. Give them the strength to now live in newness of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They want to put it on record that today you received eternal life, salvation, abundant life through Christ. We call on our national overseer in Togo here to lead us in this session of counseling. Don't go home yet. I'll come back to pray for your healing. Today is the date of your miracle and healing.
You are welcome into the family of God. The counselor are with you there. You relieve the sleep from them and you feel it. You will put your name, and you put it in capital letters so that we can read it very well. You put your phone number. You fill it according to what is written there. You just fill it. There are places you will just tick it. Do it quickly. The counselors, please help them. You are now a member of the family of God. Do it quickly. Counselors, please help them. At the far, far back. To the French class, everywhere. Counselor, please, if you finish, you let me know. You just make sign, then we know. Those who are online, you will see the number on your screen. You click that number and then you will fill the slip online. You submit the slip to the supervisors. No, the counselor will submit to the supervisors. You can do quick, so that the pastor will come and pray for the sick. Counselors, do quick, be fast. At my right, have you finished? If you are finished, can you let me know? Just shake your flag there, then let me know. Okay. In the middle here, have you finished? Hurry up, hurry up.
If I did it, your color.
At the far back, you go to the far back. Help them quickly. At my left, can you wave your distance I see? Counselor, we are waiting. You feel the paper. Those that cannot feel it, help them to feel it. You feel it properly. It will help us to come to you later and help you. For you to grow. Yes, let me know if you are finished. In the French class, we are still waiting. You submit the slip to the supervisor. You don't go home with it. Feel it quickly. Counselor, help them. They should write their phone number. Very important. If you finish, you stay with them very soon. Pastor is coming to pray. You stay with the people that are sick. Counselor, we are waiting. Do quick. Go to the far back. Go to the French class. Listen to me very well. Tomorrow here, those who are giving their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are now born again. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. Here, we have lunch with Christ. Lunch with Jesus Christ. Here on this place. All that have given their life to Lord Jesus Christ, you come here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. For lunch with Jesus Christ. Yes, counselor, we are still waiting. Have you finished? Have you finished? Yes, over there is finished. Okay, at the back is finished. What of here? At my left hand, it's finished? It's okay. Now, you still be praying. Pastor is coming now. Stay with the people that are sick. Stay with them. You can stand up. Pastor is coming to pray for you now.
Praise the Lord. Your time for healing and miracle, that time has now come. He calls you into miracle. Calls you into healing. He calls you into the manifestation of his power. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You don't need to wait for another person. You catch your miracle, your healing, when you hear that final amen. If you are lame, you just rise up, you begin to walk. If you are blind, you open your eyes, you will see. any problem you have, the Lord is by your side, taking that problem away right now. Final amen, finish. Raise up one hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. You will do it. Are you ready? We're praying now. Lay your hand where you have the challenge and raise up the other hand. Father, our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know you are here already. Lord Jesus, our Savior, our healer, we know that you are here with all your power. Holy Spirit, with power divine, we know you are right there by everyone. Here and online, we're asking, Lord, that power that never fails will touch, transform, heal, deliver everyone now in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be manifestation of your power, a performance of your promise. You are the giver, we are the receivers. Let everyone receive right now in Jesus' name. That pain in your body, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Every form of sickness, the pile, you're healed. Sleepless nights, you're healed. High blood pressure, healed. Tuberculosis, healed. Nightmares, evil spirits tormenting your head and your life, be delivered in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. All those cancer cells, dry up now in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. And that hernia, be removed right now in Jesus' name. The breathing problem, you are healed in Jesus' name. Insanity and madness, I command that evil spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis or any other swelling in your body, I take authority over you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Any curse that have been following you, I break that yoke, I stop that curse. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Lord, manifest your faithfulness to everyone right now. Healing for everyone. Deliverance for everyone. Miracles for everyone. You are a faithful God. You will do it. You have done it. We have received. Lord, touch everyone with a touch of miracle. It is done. It is done. You are healed. You are delivered. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Check up yourself now. Check up yourself. Don't wait for another person. Everyone who accepts the faithful saying always receives a miracle. Check up. And when you see the miracle, let there be a shout of joy.